We're doing the Ein Yaakov. We're up to page Tei Zayin in the standard Ein Yaakovs, which is Daf Nun Hei in the Gemara. And we've been focused on the different ways in which dreams work. And we're continuing V'amar Rava, the second line on page Pei Zayin. You got to flip through it to find page Pei Zayin. V'amar Rava. What?
87.
It's after page 172. There's 172, then Pei Zayin, and then 174. Okay, I'm going to start and you guys will catch up to me. I'll keep you posted where we're holding. Did you find it?
I think it's cut off. Shakol.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, Shakol, right.
Okay.
Shakol.
Well, the number's cut off.
Shakol. Okay, so we're holding four lines from the bottom. Five lines from the bottom. We were discussing the dreams of the two servants of Pharaoh in the prison with Yosef. And it says, "Vayal sar haofim kitov patal." The baker saw, the one who was in charge of the bakery, saw that Yosef's interpretation was good. So, you know what? Maybe we'll go a little bit backwards. We'll start from the beginning of the page. The Rabbi Eliezer taught, "How do we know shekol ha'chalamot olchin achar hapeh? How do we know that dreams play themselves out based on the interpretation?" Shneimal, the verse says, "Vayika shopatonanu kenaya." The Pharaoh's butler says, just as Yosef interpreted the dream, that's what happened. So Chazal understood this to mean the interpretation is what caused it to happen this way. But that's provided that the interpretation is fitting with the dream. Shneimal, as the verse says, "Ishka chalomo patal." Yosef really interpreted the dreams in accordance with what the dream said. So the verse says that the baker saw that Yosef's interpretation was good. How did he know that Yosef's interpretation was good? This teaches us that when the two people, Pharaoh's two officers, dreamt, each one dreamt their own dream and their interpretation of their friends. Meaning, each one comes to their friend and tells them, "I had a dream," and he tells them the dream. And the truth is that these two wicked people, well, each one knew the interpretation of the other one's dream, but no one was going to tell the other one. Each one in their own dream not only saw their own dream, but also saw the interpretation of their friend's dream. But they were silent. They weren't going to say anything. So the baker, he's really wicked. Why doesn't he tell his friend that he's going to be reinstated in 3 days? The butler, well, we can say that he's not so bad. He figured, why should he tell his friend he's going to die in 3 days? So, Amar Rabbi Elazar, here we see that each one saw the interpretation of their friend's dream. That's how the baker knew that Yosef's interpretation for the butler was correct. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan taught, Rabbi Yochanan was Rabbi Elazar's Rabbi, Heshkim menafalo pasuch letochpi v'rezon bu'aktana. If a person wakes up in the morning and he has a pasuk in his mouth, suddenly a pasuk comes to him, that's a minor prophecy. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, shlosha chalomot mitkemin. Rabbi Yochanan said there are three types of dreams that are apt to come true. One is chalom shel shachrit. One is a dream you have in the morning. One is chalom shechalamnu chavero, a dream that someone else dreams about a person. If a friend has a dream about you, so you got to take that seriously. And the third is chalom shep niftal betoch chalomo. The third is a dream that's interpreted within the dream itself. Some say a dream that's repeated. If you see the same dream twice, that's also a sign it'll come true. Shneimal, the verse says, "Valishanot achalom." Yosef tells Paro, "You know why you dreamt the same dream twice? Because God is going to do this dream quickly." Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani Mar Yonatan, "En marin lo la'adam la merurei libo." They only show a person in his dreams what he's been thinking about during the day. It's your thoughts that come up at night in your dreams. Shneimal, the verse says, "Ant malka rayonach al mishkevach saliku." Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar, "You know why? What dream you had? It's your thoughts that came up to your mind as you were sleeping. You were constantly thinking, what's going to be after your kingdom? And that's the dream you had, and an answer to that question. What's coming in the world? What kingdoms will take over your kingdom? If you want, we could illustrate this concept from another verse where Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar, the thoughts of your heart is what you know, now know. It is your own thoughts that came up at night, meaning a person tends to dream what he was thinking about during the day. Amar Rava, Rava says, we're at the top of page Pechet, Teida, I'll prove it to you that our dreams are a product of our thoughts during the day. That doesn't mean they're not true. That just means that's the area in which we'll dream about. I'll prove it to you, he says. No one ever dreams that he sees a gold palm tree. No one ever dreams that he sees an elephant going through the eye of a needle. Why? Because these are things you don't think about during the day. So if you don't think about it, you don't see it in your dreams. What do you see in the dreams? Things that you are concerned about. Things that are within your realm in during the daytime. That's why when it says Pharaoh dreamt that storks swallowed up other storks, the commentaries say it doesn't mean they swallowed them up, because he wouldn't have dreamt that. People don't dream impossibilities. He dreamt that what it means swallowed up is means they covered them. That those storks grew and covered the other storks. Doesn't mean literally swallowed them up. Amalei kesal Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The Caesar said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. And the Caesar had an issue with the Persian Empire at that time. And very often he'd consult with Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. It seems this was a new Caesar, because the other Caesar would value Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. We discussed that whenever you have Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, that's Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. He was the first Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva. He was also the contemporary and the one who took in Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanus. He was a disciple of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the disciple of Hillel. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who witnessed the destruction of the temple. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya is the great Rabbi Yeshua, who was also a great astronomer, also a blacksmith, also a great sage, and tremendously wise. So that even the Roman king would take counsel with him. So now the Caesar says to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Amritu chachmitu tuba. They say you're very smart. Eimali mai chazina bechelmai. So he tells Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, tell me, what am I going to see in my dream tonight? They say you're so smart, so tell me, Rabbi Yeshua, what will I dream tonight? Amalei, so Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Chazit atu persai, you're going to see a dream tonight that the Persian Empire will come. You're going to see that war will come to fruition with the Persian Empire. Now, so all day long, that's what he thought about. He was concerned about that to begin with. So all day long, he was thinking, hey, is that what's going to happen? Is that what's going to happen? And you know what happened? That night, he had the dream. So the Talmud's telling us it's not some kind of eejee-beejee. You end up having dreams about what you were thinking all day. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya knew, if he tells him what was politically at the forefront of his mind at the time, that that's what he dreamed about, so that he got him concerned, and he was thinking about it all day, and so that's what he dreamt at night. Amale Shvur Malka le Shmuel. So here Shvur Malka said to Shmuel, he said to him, Chachmitu tuva, you guys are so smart. Emali mai chazina bechalmai. Tell me what I'm going to dream tonight. You're going to see a dream that the Roman Empire will come and take you into captivity. And they will force you to grind the pits of dates in a golden mill. So he thought about it all day. And that's why Yirhel Kuleyama Beluta Chazan. That was the dream he had, because he was also worried that the Roman Empire would come, take him over, and force him to work. And now we begin a fantastic story, a famous story in the Talmud. There was a man named Barhedya, and I'll let you form your own opinion about what kind of person he was. Mefasher Chal Minhava. He used to be a dream interpreter. So you have this man, Barhedya, who interprets dreams. And Barhedya, mandehave yaev leigra, if you'd pay him for his interpretation, mefasholei lemalyuta, he'd give a good interpretation to the dream. And whoever didn't pay him for the interpretation, he'd interpret the dream for bad. So he lived in the same city as Abaye and Rava. Abaye and Rava were both Kohanim, descendants of Eli the Kohen, and they lived together, they learned together, they had a lot in common. And if they're learning together and that they're spending their lives together, so then they also have dreams that are in common. And Abaye and Rava chazu chelma. Abaye and Rava both saw a dream. Abaye yaev lezuza, Rava lo yaev lezuza. Abaye paid him when he came to him, and Rava did not pay him. Amrile, they told him, akrinan bechelmin, in our dream they told us the following verse. There's a verse that describes the curses that can happen if the people of Israel don't obey the Torah, and it says, one of the curses is, shorecha tavuach leinecha. Your own ox will be slaughtered before your eyes, and you'll see it, and you won't be able to eat from it. So Abaye and Rava both tell him, we had a dream where they told us this verse. Abaye paid money, Rava didn't. So he told Rava, your business is going to go down under. That's what it means. Your ox will be slaughtered before your eyes. You won't be able to eat. That's what it says. The animal will be slaughtered and you won't eat from it. Well, that means your business will go under and you're going to be so upset you won't have an appetite. You won't eat anything. To Abaye, he interpreted the same verse the exact opposite way. He said to him, "Nafish iskach, you're going to do so well in your business, v'tavacht v'lo achalt, you're going to have plenty of food, you'll slaughter animals, like the verse says, your animal will be slaughtered, and you won't eat, because you're going to be so happy with your lot, things are going to go so well for you, you won't eat, v'shatit, and you won't drink, mechet v'tadelibach, because you're going to be overtaken with your happiness." So same verse, two interpretations. And we're going to see that everything he says is going to come true. He really knew how to interpret dreams. Amrilei, they said to him, Akrinan, in our dream, they told us the following verse, Banim uvanot tolit, you're going to have sons and daughters, and they're going to be taken away. L'rava amalei kebishte. Rava interpreted it, the simple literal translation, that the enemy will come and take over, take his children. L'abaye amalei, to Abaye he interpreted it, Benach uvnatach nefishin, you're going to have so many children, your daughters will marry other people. You're going to have so many kids, they won't marry within the family, they'll marry out of the family. And then it's not that they'll be taken into captivity, but the fact that you're going to have so many children that they'll have to marry out of the family, and then they're going to be a part of a different family, you're going to feel like they were taken into captivity. But it's all really a blessing that you won't have your children at home. So Rava interpreted it literally. You're going to find your children taken into captivity. And we're going to see it came true. Every interpretation here came true. And Abaye told him, everything's going to be so good that you won't have enough family members to marry your daughters off. You'll have to marry them into other families. And that's what it means, they'll be taken into captivity. Akrinan, they said to him, they told us a verse in our sleep, Banechov notechem tunim namacher, that you will witness as your sons and daughters are carried off into a foreign nation. L'abaye amale benach v'natach nefeshin. Abaye, he told them, you're going to have so many sons and daughters. V'atamid l'krivi yahivan alehu. You're going to want to marry them off to your own relatives. V'hi amra, and your wife is going to say, l'kriva. No, let's marry them off to my relatives. V'akvit lach, and your wife will overpower you. She will insist and have them married off to her own relatives. V'yavdlon l'kriva, you'll give them to her relatives. V'havit lach kam acher. And every time you come to their houses and their minhagim, you'll feel like you're coming to another nation. So it's all a part of a blessing. You know, you marry your son off to Asfardi, you come to their weddings, you don't even know how to dance to the music. Okay, so that's like you're coming to another nation. But it's all a blessing at the end of the day. So even though the verse says your sons and daughters will be given to another nation, he interpreted it for Abaye as a good interpretation. L'rava amale. To Rava he said, "Debitu shchiva, your wife is going to die. And her sons and daughters will be brought up by another wife. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba said in the name of Rav, what does it mean your sons and daughters will be given to a foreign nation? That's a situation that they have to be brought up by a stepmother. It's not the same. It's like being given to another nation. So Rava brought him the pasuk, he gave him the bad interpretation, he didn't pay. Abaye, he gave him a good interpretation. They came again and said, "Akinan bechel min lechachol b'simcha lachmecha." They told us a good verse in our sleep. Go enjoy your bread and eat it in happiness. Abaye Amale Malvach Iskach. Abaye interpreted it, your business will do great. You're going to read this pasuk out of happiness because your business is going to do so well. You'll be eating and drinking and saying this verse. L'Rava Amar, to Rava he said, Pasi Diskach, Tavach Velo Achalt Veshatit, Vekarit Lefchuchei Pachdach. Things are going to go so bad for you, Rava, that you're going to read this pasuk to try and give yourself a shot in the arm. You're going to read the pasuk as though to encourage yourself. Go eat in happiness because you're going to be so sad. All your business is going to go down. They came back to him and said, Akrinan, they told us a verse in our sleep, Zerarav Totzi Asadeh. The part of the curses are you'll plant a lot of grain and very few will come back. You'll harvest very little. L'Abaye Amale Mereisha. So Abaye, he said, well, the focus of that is the beginning of the pasuk. You'll plant a lot of grain, so your business will flourish. L'Rava Amale Meseipa. Rava, well, Rava didn't pay him, so he told Rava the end of the pasuk. He said, well, you're not going to have any good crops coming in after you plant. Akrinan, they came and said, they told us a verse, Zeitin yu lecha b'chol gvulecha. The verse says, you'll have many olive groves and enemies will take them. L'Abaye Yamale Mereisha. Again, Abaye, he told them the beginning, the first half of the pasuk. You'll have many olive groves. End of story. That's your dream. L'Rava Amale Meseipa. To Rava, he said, the end of the verse. The enemies will take all your olive groves. Akrinan, they came and told them, we saw in a pasuk, V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz, the nations will all see that God's name is upon you. Abaye told him, what does that mean? Everyone will see God's name is upon you. Everyone will have respect for you. You're going to become Rosh Yeshiva. Rava, he said, what does it mean? You're going to become famous in the world. Everyone will get scared of you because the king is going to put a false libel against you and he's going to take you to court and claim that you're a thief, and when he imprisons you and punishes you for doing absolutely nothing, everyone's going to get scared and be God-fearing. They'll say, if this is what happens to Rava, who knows what can happen to us? That's what it means. The nations will all learn to fear from you. Lemachar, itbar b'dayana de malka, v'atu v'tafsu alei l'rava. And that's what happened.
Are these always the same two people coming back
to? Yeah, same two people, Abai and Rava. They said, we saw this vegetable called chasa on the covering a barrel, alpum dani. Abaye, he told him, oh, your business is going to do well like that vegetable. Your business is going to be bitter like that vegetable. That's a vegetable we use for marah. They told him, we saw... They told him we had a dream of meat sitting on a barrel. Abaye, he told him, your wine is going to be so good that everyone's going to come and buy wine and meat from you. He told Rava, your wine is going to go bad. Everyone's going to say, okay, I bought bad wine from Rava, let me at least buy some meat to eat with it. They said, we saw a dream of a barrel hanging in a palm tree. Abaye, he said to him, your business is going to go up like a palm tree. He told him, your business is going to go bad like a palm tree. So I think we're going to have to pause here. It's time for Ma'ariv. The story is not over yet. I wanted to finish the story. At some point, Rava's going to pay him and start getting good interpretations. And at some point, Rava's going to realize that he gave him all these bad interpretations because he didn't pay him. And then Rava's going to have a word or two with Barhedya, and he's going to use some of the forces that Rava has as a rabbi. And we'll learn all about that next week, Be'ezrat Hashem. Next week to be continued.